Batman's penis.
Welcome to the Comics Experiment. No, you are not lost. This is the Rob and Benny Show. Right, Rob?
Yes, it is.
So, I'm going to explain that in a second as to what's going on with the titling and what's happening. This is the Rob and Benny Experiment. There is no changes, and we are finally back after a month-long hiatus. And you know what dragged us back, Rob? You know what dragged us back?
What?
Batman's penis.
Batman's penis.
Batman's penis showed up at a comic, and we were like, this is a very good topic for Rob and Benny to talk about.
The Batmite.
And since we've been gone for a month, we decided to introduce this episode, bring it back to the basics. It is just the Rob and Benny Experiment. It's back to where it started, even with the name change. Okay? But just remember, today's episode is brought to you by 4hymns.com. 4hymns is a great sexual wellness product where they just help you get better at what you're doing. They're great for helping you with great hair care, and they're great for helping you with great skin care. And since it is a sexual wellness product, we thought the episode with the bat penis kind of fit.
It did. Yeah.
But Rob, we've accomplished something. Apparently he would take a month off, and we get two sponsors in the same episode.
That is awesome.
I don't know how that even happens.
Well, we're just that great.
Do you guys go on a hiatus? We want to get more ad space in that video.
Yeah, man.
So our second one is actually Robinhood, which is an app which allows you, it's an investing app which allows you to buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission free.
Damn, commission free.
Yes, and actually I do have it on my phone and I am actually using it.
Yeah, I think I'll probably look
into that. Otherwise, for the record, guys, anytime we have an ad, just for you to be aware, these are products that I will actually use myself or test out myself to make sure everything works itself. I don't like promoting things that potentially you guys could go and check out and it's something wrong with it. The only time we'll ever do that is if it's an app game that I like or someone else on the team likes, but I don't have time to play. That's just throwing that out there real quick. But anyway, yes, the Robinhood investment app is on my phone and I am using it, and we will tell you more about that in the middle of this episode. And we will go much more in depth into 4hymns.com in the middle of the episode, because today's episode's got a lot to talk about, Rob. We got a lot to talk about. So let me kick this episode off by talking. We will get to the bat penis, and if unless that takes an hour, which I don't think it will.
Bat penis.
Bat penis. Unless it takes forever, we will be talking about Infinity Wars and doing it in DC.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a fun theory. So you're going to get actual topics today and a theory, guys.
Yeah.
So you're going to get both.
You get two in one.
But we were talking, so let's talk about something. Since we were on a hiatus, Rob.
Okay.
The Rob and Benny Experiment actually was supposed to not be a comic book podcast when we started this.
It's supposed to be like an all-encompassing, whatever topics we thought were interesting podcast.
Exactly. And that was the entire purpose of the Rob and Benny Experiment, which is why it was called Rob and Benny Experiment. It was to allow us to do comic book topics initially, and then eventually lead into just discussing more general day-to-day topics. This was a year ago when we started Rob and Benny.
Yeah, and it just became a comic book podcast.
And we never segued. Instead of segueing over to other topics, what we instead started doing was just always doing comic book topics.
Yeah.
And then started doing our own more personal away projects is what we ended up doing. So after much discussion and the fact that you guys won't shut up whenever Rob or I don't show up.
It's crazy. People just start freaking out, like the world's ending.
What I love is the argument. Like there'll be an episode, it'll be me, Gary, and Dan, and they'll be like, you can't call it R&BE.
Yeah.
Rob's not there. Yeah, and you're right, which is why we started calling it BE. It was Benny Experiment for a little while. Mm-hmm. And we would just tack on the names, GDBE, CD. We'll probably still run with that gag.
Yeah.
Because that is 100% what we...
I like how you were just kind of struggling to say letters.
I was starting to think of names of letters. Like Gary, Dan, Caitlin, Sal, Tiffany. Like, it always changes around.
Yeah.
So that was kind of that. It was kind of funny, but for anybody who's into the world of digital media, when your branding changes every week, that's bad.
That is very bad, because people don't know what to follow.
They don't know what they're looking for.
Yeah.
So we decided to ultimately change the name of the show, and the official pass-through, like it officially start being called this, will be in January. But the show's just going to be renamed to The Comic Experiment.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same show, exact same format. It'll be me and Rob, or me, Gary, and Dan, or we're actually going to have like Rob and Dan talking about topics soon. We're going to continually rotate out the hosts. We'll still do our theories. We'll still do go through a list and mock it. We'll still do our game show.
List and mock it?
That's what we do.
It is what we do.
It's basically what we do.
You don't have to say it that way.
But we're still going to do the exact same show. It's just from now on going to be called The Comics Experiment.
Yep.
For the reasons of branding.
Yeah, because it was basically a comic book podcast.
Right, like in all honesty, the reason we started R&BE was due to some basically disagreements in the weekly poll. as to how to handle it going forward. Nothing wrong, but it was one of those things of like basically someone going to lunch and going, I want Chipotle, and someone else going, I want Chick-fil-A. It was like that simple of a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
And so we decided to leave the weekly poll, our original podcast, as a every other week we just discuss and have fun podcast,
yeah,
which we still do to this day. And that was when Rob and I, who agreed on the direction we wanted to take things, which is what you see here, made Rob and Benny experiment. And it's been doing well, so we need to fix the branding.
Yeah. Now, in a perfect world, you'd be able to go to Chick-fil-A and order Chick-fil-A and Chipotle. Like, that would be...
Or if you live near us, awesome. They're next to each other.
They are, but... It's not,
I know,
the same,
still not the same. It's not the same.
Yeah.
Remember like food courts? Food courts.
See,
are great.
I was just thinking about that.
Whatever happened to food courts?
Dude, I miss food courts.
This is going to be the ultimate tangent episode because we've been bottled up for a month.
We have. I do miss food courts, man.
Okay. Do you miss about food courts?
Oh, dude, the convenience factor, man. Food courts were like the one place you could go where you could basically say, okay, so like we're doing lunch. So like I'm gonna get
everyone to get their own thing.
Everybody, well, no, not even that. Like you just get a bunch of things. So you're like, let me get like a mini sub from Subway, and then like an order of fries from like the Great Steak and Potato Company, and then like an egg roll, and just have like this huge hodgepodge of just things that you eat for lunch because you're in a food court and it's good. And sure, you would have that one old lady who looks at you funny and is just kind of like, why is all this stuff on like a singular plate? And it's like, you know what? I'm eclectic, lady.
I'm going to disagree with you on this.
What?
I've never thought of a food court as a way to do it like a buffet. That's what
a
buffet is.
Yeah, man, that's the whole point of a food court.
No, a food court is so that I can go there and Gary can go, I'm gluten-free, so I'm going over to the veggie place. Well, and I'll go, I'm getting Panda Express. And you're like, I'm going to Sparrow.
Then you're doing it wrong. Why don't I go to Sparrow?
Why do you go to a food court and treat it like a buffet? Do you know what a buffet is?
I know what a buffet is, but I'm just, yeah. Do I look like a man who's unfamiliar with buffets? I'm just saying, like, I love the idea of being able to go to a food court and order a whole bunch of stuff and eat it all at once.
But that's also what a buffet is. If you were standing at a country buffet, or a hometown buffet, or a Golden Corral, you had those three in front of you, but you also had a food court, where would you go for what you're looking for?
Well, it depends on how hungry I am. if I'm like ravenous, like I haven't eaten for like a day and a half, then I'll probably do the buffet. But if I'm not super hungry, but I'm feeling experimental, then I would go to the food court. Yeah, because sometimes I get experimental when I'm hungry. I'm like,
I need to find a spot that has all those options and just bring you there and see what you do.
Oh, dude, yeah, I would do exactly that. I would be like, you would get mad at me. You would be like, dude, like, how long is it going to be before we eat? It's like, dude, look at the lines, man. It's going to take us a little while. We got to stop at each one, man.
We got to look at every menu. We got to go back around.
Yeah, we got to look at all the menus. We got to figure out which one we want to go to. Then we go to those, and then we go sit down and eat. Yeah.
Is that how you're going to do it?
No. If it's just me, probably. But if it's another person with me, I'll probably just go to a restaurant. But if you were like, no, we'll take however long you need, then yeah, we would.
And I will say this. Rob and I both have the exact same problem at a restaurant because we do like to be a little experimental.
Yeah.
And I will say one perk to having like, I mean, we're doing well on all this stuff. But one perk is that we'll go there. And I've done it too. We'll be like, I want to try this meal, and this meal. And we're just going to order them and we're all going to share plates. Rob and I do very well with tapas.
Oh, dude.
Tapas is where you just order everything and everyone shares.
Yes.
Then okay. You get that one weird person in your group. Everyone's got one weird person in your group and they're like, I don't like sharing food.
Yeah.
Like, do you not understand the concept of a shareable?
Yeah.
Do you not know what that is? Do you not know what a shareable is?
His name's Dylan.
Or Dan.
Or Dan.
Blow his head out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan, the selfish eater. Yeah.
Or my brother's wife. She doesn't like it either.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't mean this in a bad way, but you're weird. You guys are weird. You gotta be shareable.
I wouldn't think that she would... See, I thought she'd be like a sharing eater.
No.
I mean, anytime we've ever gone out to dinner with like her and Andy, we've always got our own individual meals.
Yeah.
Never shared a meal.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And then you get the really weird person who doesn't want to try anything. So like, we'll go to a Chinese place and like, can I have a burger?
Yeah.
Dan.
We all go to a sushi restaurant. Dan gets sesame chicken. It's good, but it's like, it's a sushi restaurant though. Like we go to Blue Sea Sushi, like what was it, 2 years ago in Seattle? And Dan's like, do you guys have like an actual menu?
Yeah.
We're in a conveyor belt sushi place and Dan wants a menu.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man.
So anyway, let's talk about our topic today. Instead of going an hour into food,
I do miss
the weird
Blue
part
sushi.
Is we just ate. Why are we hungry?
Well, you guys just ate. I had like three chips.
You had more than three.
I had more than three. I had like like a bunch.
And you had queso.
Oh, I dipped it a little bit in queso.
You took a whole container of queso.
But I didn't. I dipped like the chips that I had. I dipped in queso. I didn't eat the whole container of queso.
I don't. I walked away. For all I know, you started chugging it.
I didn't. No, because I think Qdoba's queso is better than Chipotle.
It is, but you only had one queso in front of you.
That's true.
It wasn't.
No, Qdoba. I just dipped it. I didn't.
So bat penis.
Bat penis.
That's my segue.
The Bat Palace.
Okay, so let's catch anyone up who's unaware. If you're a comic book fan, I don't know how you missed this one.
Yeah.
There's three big things we're going to talk about today. Henry Cavill, I'm going to throw in there also because I want to talk about this. The idiocracy of the internet finish an article.
Okay, we'll get to that because I'm in that crowd. So
exactly, you are. Okay. I'm guilty. And this is the problem with today's internet. But let's start with Bat Penis.
Yeah.
Okay? Because it works very well with one of our sponsors today, Four Hymns. It does.
It does.
Because, you know, with the Bat Penis thing. Okay, so anyway, I just like saying Bat Penis. Can you imagine? You know, dude, okay, before we get into this, can you just picture Batman? You know, he's going out, he's having a great time with Selena.
I'm terrified of where this is going, but go ahead.
He's having a great time with Selena, and she's walking around, she's looking at the Batcave, and she's like, what is that? And he's like, it's my Batarang. And she's like, what is that? And he's like, that's the Batsuit. She's like, what is that? That's the Batchopper. And she's like, what is that? That's the Batcycle. She's like, do you name everything with Bat? And he's like, look at me, Selena. Look at me right now. Everything is Bat something.
Oh, my God.
She goes, everything, Bruce? And he's like, Bat Penis.
It's got like a, it's like it's, he's, you know, I'm not even gonna make that joke. I'm just gonna leave that alone. Bat Penis. Yeah, okay.
Are you saying it's in a bat shape?
I'm saying that like he cut a design of a bat in.
I am also going to add to this. You guys can't see him right now, but our camera guy Gary is very conservative and he is uncomfortable with today's topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
We gotta keep it PG-13, but can you just picture that? It's like those frat guys that like name, like, it's me and little Jimmy, and then you make the joke, why is it little Jimmy? You know?
Yeah, why isn't it Big Jim? Like, are you? No, it's like, no, I mean, I feel like, is there a rating between like PG-13 and R? Because I kind of feel like we're in that little...
We're in that weird area.
Yeah, we're in that weird area right there. Yeah.
Okay, so what ended up happening is DC has officially come out with the Black Label series of comics.
Yes.
Black Label series of comics was being promoted as an Elseworlds, but then we discovered some of it is in continuity and some of it is half in continuity. Honestly, real quick on the Black Label thing before we move into that, their whole is it continuity, is it not, oh, we'll decide later. I feel like this is a way for them to tell any story they want, and if it's popular, it gets Killing Joke.
That's exactly
it. It gets put into continuity, and they can go ahead and say it.
Yep, Barbara Gordon sitting in her home one day and said, yep, I got shot through the stomach. Like, that's
exactly
basically what they're going to do.
I think the biggest example of this is actually Three Jokers.
Yeah.
Where Geoff Johns says that it's in continuity, but it's not, because I feel like if he writes it and everyone's like, no.
Yeah.
He can be like, well, that was an Elseworlds story.
Yeah, of course it was Elseworlds. What do you think it was?
It wasn't a continuity. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
I think that's what DC's doing. They're using it as a way to do mature books, which is what they're doing. But they're also allowing them to go like, well, the mature books might not be in continuity.
It's a really smart move. Yeah. They can have the best of both worlds. They're hedging their bets is what they're doing. And it's a very, very smart move. It's pretty intense.
Well, it's kind of like what they did with that random thing, DCU. Where everything was not in continuity, but it kind of was. And I think that what they've decided to do is they're like, that experiment worked, but way too many people want continuity. So let's throw a label on it, and that way you know that it may or may not be in continuity, and we can work on that later.
Yeah.
So that's a Black Label. So anyway, the first issue officially came out. Batman Damned.
Yeah.
Now, have you actually read Batman?
I have not read it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to, but I haven't read it
yet. The story, let me give you a recap on the story real quick.
Okay.
Okay. Bruce wakes up in an ambulance, discovers the Joker has died.
That I saw from the solicitation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joker's dead. He doesn't know what happened. Immediately, his dead parents start talking to him. Ghosts seem to be start talking to him. Spirits of the other world begin to talk to him. And Constantine shows up telling him the story. It's got Constantine, Zatanna, and Deadman involved. And what Bruce doesn't know is, did the Joker die? Is he now speaking from beyond the grave? Where is he? Is he just a ghost of the Joker?
Holy shit.
Is going on? And the best line ever is at the ending where Constantine is sitting with Batman in a church, okay? Because the whole issue is just a setup for this.
Yeah.
It sets up the ending. Constantine's in church. Batman goes to the church to try and figure out spirituality and figure out what's going on. And Constantine looks at it and goes, well, Batman, do you believe in the afterlife? Because it believes in you. And it shows, and it leaves into that. That's
so all they're missing is Etrigan, basically.
And maybe he'll show up. And the art is beautiful. It's a gorgeous book. It's 50 pages or so per book. It's $7.99.
Wow.
It's a prestige format book.
That's cool.
What happens in it is the suit gets tore up. Batman goes back to the Batcave, strips down naked, walks to the camera. We get full frontal bat nudity. It is silhouetted, but it's silhouetted right down the bat shalom.
Okay, so here's my question. Is Batman well endowed?
He is not like porn star well endowed.
Okay.
But he is above the average man well endowed.
See, that's kind of what I would expect from Bruce Wayne. Like, it'd be kind of funny You got Batman. He's got like this little tiny penis. That'd be hilarious. Now we know why he's fighting crime so much. He's just miserable that he's got a little tiny penis. You know? Like Selena Kyle saw and laughed at him.
So
look at that little thing.
This has led to a bunch of other issues.
Yeah.
No one knew that this is how mature they were going
to
go with it.
Yeah. There really was no way to know until it came out.
Right.
Yeah.
Two, the initial print has the bat penis revealed.
Yeah.
But immediately they started censoring it. So the digital copy I bought day one, the moment it came out, is already censored. And the second print is now going out, all cleaned up and censored. Which then leads to the question of, should we have nudity in Batman comics?
I think that's fine.
Should we have nudity in DC?
Yes, Marvel used to do it back in the day. If you go and you read Luke Cage Max, there's a point where Luke Cage is sitting in a strip club. And like there's girls just dancing naked. Just totally, like they like it's all drawn that way. No, I think that it's not a bad thing, as long as it's not gratuitous, right? There's a difference between saying, like, we're drawing this just to, like, because Batman took off his suit and walked towards the camera. Right there.
What? Why is he naked?
Well, he took his suit off and he's walking towards the camera.
You don't consider that gratuitous?
I guess not necessarily, but to me, there's a difference between saying, like, we're doing this for the sake of doing it. And I'm like, okay, what's the context by which he's walking towards the camera? Like, is he saying anything?
No, he says nothing.
He just walks towards the camera.
He just pops out of the Batmobile, starts taking off all this stuff as he's thinking about everything that happened.
I mean, I can say, okay, would people make the same argument if it was a shot from behind?
Well, he's one of those too. His glutes are pretty nice.
I would hope so. Like, doing all that working out, I'm just saying. Like, Batman definitely does squats, so I don't know. But, but yeah, no. I mean, to me, there's a difference between that and like, see, it's a murky area.
It is a murky area. And how do you feel about them censoring it? Because I feel like almost like this was a marketing ploy. Do the first print, get the penis out there, get everyone going, oh my God, Black Label is this mature, and then immediately censor it in case of backlash. Because the fact that I got a digital copy day one and it was already censored, DC didn't even let it go first print.
Yeah.
This wasn't like, because sometimes the digital comics will update later. But you'll get the book, it will update, and they'll have changed the panel, they'll have changed the quality, something will get changed. That happens all the time in the books. When I'm getting like 50 books a week, I see that all the time.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it happens immediately. This, when I downloaded this, first thing in the morning was already censored. This wasn't an update that came out later.
I mean, but like I said, to me, I wouldn't really see that as like unnecessary nudity. I mean, I guess it kind of is, but it's like he takes off the bat suit and walks towards the camera. Okay, I can go with that.
Right.
But like if it's a scene where like Harley Quinn's dancing around naked and it doesn't serve any useful purpose to the progression of the story, then sure, I could say that's a little over the top and unnecessary. But no, I don't think there's anything wrong with DC going for darker stories. I mean, like, showing a nude Batman isn't the end of the world. It's not a huge deal.
I don't think so either, but it's getting everything from like, oh, is this too much in comics? Then it's getting, why did DC censor it? Yeah. To the counter, which is the usual argument of, and I love Natalie's response to this. Everyone's like, well, now are we going to see Wonder Woman topless? And Natalie's response is, I don't care about Wonder Woman topless. You're finally giving me a guy naked. My wife, Natalie, actually likes that. Well, because how many times is it always the woman's topless?
Yeah.
And like from Natalie's point of view, it's always, like, in all honesty, you would have expected Wonder Woman or Harley Quinn or somebody to be topless before you'd see the bat schlong.
But that's the thing. I mean, like that argument's been made over and over again.
No,
like,
I know. But they opened with the bat schlong.
Oh, yeah, no. But I'm talking about like
I'm keep renaming it because it's making Gary giggle like a 15-year-old kid behind the camera. Yes,
he calls it the bat. Like, it's his little bat. Like, this is my... It's my little bat, my little buddy. Just take for example, Alias, Jessica Jones' Alias.
Yeah.
There's a scene in the first story arc. It's either the first story arc or towards the end when you get into Purple Man. And there's one point where like Luke Cage and Jessica Jones are having intercourse and
punches her?
No. I'm Luke Cage.
Like, where are you going with this?
You just got Cage.
I don't remember that episode, that issue.
No, he doesn't punch her, but like he goes into the door less visited.
Okay.
And so because of that, like yeah.
I love all the terms we're using.
But
well, PG-13.
Trying to keep it PG-13.
We just gonna dub as the first R-rated RBE.
Yeah, he goes in through the exit, and so. Because of that, like when that happened, there were a lot of people freaking out. They were like, did Bendis just do what I think he did? Like, he just write that into a story? And sure, that's not necessarily as, you know, on the nose as Bruce Wayne walking naked into, but that's the thing. The whole point of something like this is to give writers and artists more freedom than they would normally have.
No, you are 100% right. So, but can you imagine writing those notes? Oh, Ryan Azzarello, the writer for this book, is like, this shot of taking off cowl, shot of walking towards camera.
Yeah.
Make him not. Make him naked.
Yeah. Show bat penis.
Show bat penis. Bat schlong. Little Bruce.
Show the little bat. Yeah, little Bruce. Show the little. I would like to think that's how, like, with the most serious face ever, this is little Bruce. You know.
I'm telling you, when he's looking at Selena, he's like, say hello to bat penis. Yeah.
You better be ready. It's like okay, Batman. Like, it's, I mean, I don't know. It's, I'm not necessarily against it, because I'm in the vein of saying I like to see the envelope pushed. Now, yeah. It doesn't mean like you tear the thing apart, but I don't mind seeing the envelope pushed a little bit. Now, if this turns into what amounts to a whole bunch of characters in the DC universe just running around naked, then that's over the top. And probably something Brian Azzarello might do.
Just forgot his uniform when he's flying over Metropolis.
Yeah.
Up and away. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you got Batman.
And then we have the discussion of Batman and Superman. Mm-hmm. We saw your penis. Well, yeah, we saw your penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the bat penis is bigger.
No, it's not, Bruce. It's like, don't let the shadows fool you.
And that's the beginning of Injustice 3.
Yeah. The Battle of the Penises. Yeah. They don't call me the Man of Steel for no reason. But I'm just...
Injustice 3's plots. Batman and Superman argued over... Does size really matter?
Yeah. Yeah, and like all the girls in the DC universe are like, of course it does. Like, anybody who tells you it doesn't has a small.
Oh
has a small
God,
thing.
This episode.
I mean, this is kind of everywhere. But I'm just this is the least appropriate episode we've ever done. I'm just saying.
And wait, well, how does the Flash work with it? Just because can he vibrate it? It's like, you won't believe the things I can do with this ring. We're bringing this so much beyond Batman.
Wow. Create a little Jimmy hat for himself using his ring.
Oh my God.
Like, Hal, you don't use condoms? No, I use condoms. I just never buy them because I've got a Green Lantern ring.
Always prepared, Boy Scout motto.
This sounds like a fan
fiction.
This
derailed real quick.
It really did. It derailed so fast. Okay. Back on topic, the bat penis. I never thought I'd hear the day where we would say that. Back on topic to the bat penis. Gary, the bat penis. All right. Now, all right, what I'm saying
that,
here.
Is that the way we're getting back on track?
I just want to say bat penis to Gary. I just want to see the look on his face. The bat penis. Gary is in total shock. He's just kind of like.
Okay. Wow. Let me get this back on track. So the debate has now been that DC censored it. Should they have censored it?
No.
I don't agree with the censoring it either.
Yeah. I think
if you're gonna do it, I feel you should have just kept to it. And if they got a ton of backlash, they just went, well,
yep.
We'll never do it again.
Yeah. But to me that defies the point of the black label. Like I said, the from what I gathered, and I could be wrong about this, but from what I gathered, the black label is designed to say, this is basically DC's Marvel Max. Like, this is the adult line of comics.
Yeah.
Do not read this if you're under 18 years old. And then in turn, like, if you're gonna do that, then give people a reason to read it. Because if I go and buy a Black Label story and all I'm really getting is just like, what else, you know, I'm sorry, Elseworld stories, then what's the point of buying Black Label?
Yeah.
Like, I'm buying it for the purpose of seeing like more
mature
risque
rated
content,
line.
A mature
yeah.
rated line, exactly, like a darker line.
Well, and I guess this is the hell of a way to start, because they're like, no, we're so mature, we're showing you the bat penis.
Yeah, I mean, they did kind of go for broke.
Now here's the question, Here's my question for you.
Okay.
Is this a marketing stunt, and we will never get nudity again in the DC universe, and they did it just to get the headlines? Hence censoring it right away. Or will the follow-up be another shot of maybe Bruce lying around naked, maybe a topless Wonder Woman when her book comes out? Like, do you think we're going to go to that location next? Or do you think that this was just a way to make everyone go, black label's mature, censored immediately?
Honestly, I'm inclined to agree with the latter. But I feel like if the whole point was to convey, like, here's how serious the black label is, then they wouldn't censor it. They would have just been like,
but they censored it. Yeah, that's the thing, and it was censored before the book was even out.
Honestly, I think it was probably somebody at the higher ups of DC or Warner Brothers who they were just like, what? And then it's like, censor it, panic button.
So you're thinking DC released this, and it was Warner Brothers that was like, whoa, what are we doing?
Hold on.
Let's see what happens.
That seems entirely possible. I mean, it seems entirely like, but see, here's the thing: like, DC's not unfamiliar with adult-oriented lines. Like, okay, you remember Longbow Hunters? Yep. My Girl, the miniseries?
We're gonna I'm going to be covering that story, actually, when the show starts, so don't do it. I've got it on video now.
Yeah.
If you do it.
I have no desire to do that. I hadn't even crossed my mind. But now. Yeah. But now, though. No. But, like, Black Canary gets, like, abducted and, like, victimized.
Yeah.
By criminals.
I mean, Green Arrow's always been mature, though. He had heroin. Yeah. Speedy was on heroin.
They
changed it to alcoholism, but...
But even up to that point, it was still, like, to go to that level where she's essentially, like, sexually assaulted was pretty intense.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Even for a Green Arrow story. And then that led into My Girl's Run. So DC doesn't shy away from, like, very adult-oriented stories. Showing genitalia in a comic is a pretty big step. As far as I'm aware, the big two have never done that before. Marvel's never done that. DC's
never done that. Not in something like Batman.
Yeah, not in Batman.
Like,
yeah.
We've seen that kind of thing in Elseworlds and spin-offs and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's never been, like, you've never seen Spider-Man naked as far
as
I
can track. Not with a story that most people are going to buy.
The main heroes are typically never treated in that way.
Yeah.
Like, last month, if you said, hey, we're having discussions of Wonder Woman being topless, I would have been like, that'll never happen.
Yeah, but see, again,
it still may never happen just because of how she's being treated with the movies.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we won't see Harley Quinn.
But see, to me, it's
and for the record, everyone looking for full frontal nudity Harley Quinn, we didn't get, like, full frontal nudity Batman. It was silhouetted.
Yeah.
So if we do get a topless female superhero, guarantee you it'll be, like, side boob or something like that.
And like I said, even then it would be contextual.
It'd be like she's changing or moving.
She's changing. Because,
I mean, Batman is changing. That's like when we got it.
So. Yeah. It would be something to indicate the story's moving forward. Because at the end of the day, that's what that is.
Yep.
If it's Batman walking towards a screen, it's the old cinema camera trick of the story moving forward.
Yep.
So, like, if that's the case, I mean, you would see something like that with Wonder Woman if she were, like, taking a shower where she was changing.
I don't know. In all honesty,
you would see that.
Thinking about it, because Wonder Woman is looked at as, like, an icon of female empowerment now. With a lot of young girls looking up to her and stuff like that,
yeah.
I would be very shocked if they did a Wonder Woman story where she was naked. Even if
people would freak out.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
even though it.
It
would actually make more sense with her in the Amazons.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, contextually wise, if you're going to have nudity, Batman stripping down and walking towards the next suit, that makes sense. If you're trying to get a female superhero naked or have someone around her naked, Amazons would make sense.
Yeah, that would, because you could do that. You could say, like, well, I mean, we don't care about clothing. Like, what reason do we have to wear clothing around
here?
You know, like, and that would make sense within the context of the story, but people would still freak out.
Yeah.
They would still lose it.
So. Well, so, I mean, just her in general, I don't think. And either no matter who they end up picking, if they end up even doing it, I don't think we'll ever see, like, full just topless nudity. If anything, I think it'd be done tastefully, like Titanic.
Draw me like one of your French girls, Bruce.
So they're censoring already. So now, before we move on to our next topic, I do want to tell you one of the stupidest things I've seen come out of this.
Okay.
So apparently, they're now trying to turn this into an argument against children mutilation through circumcision. So Bruce...
What?
So Bruce is circumcised. So there's an article, it got tweeted to me. I don't have the full context of it, so I just want to get that reaction from you. But apparently they're stating that Bruce being circumcised is a sign of child mutilation, which is an argument against circumcision. So they're using Bruce being circumcised as an argument against circumcising anybody.
That's ridiculous. That was somebody who had an argument and was looking for a way to make it.
Right.
That's what that
Bruce
was.
Wayne's naked and he's circumcised?
Yeah, that's all that was. Like, I have a conclusion. Now I just need the means to draw it. Like, that's all that was.
Yeah.
Like, it's... Yeah,
that's... But you know what else, Rob? You know what else?
What?
I think it's time to talk about 4hymns.com because a portal has opened! At this point, you guys know that I'm an avid user of 4hymns. 4hymns is a great product to allow you to keep your hair, have healthy-looking skin, and be sexually well at all times. It really does improve your lifestyle overall by giving you ways to just look and feel better. Most of you guys have been here for quite a while, but if you haven't used 4hymns yet and you're enjoying the Rob and Benny experiment, then check it out because you get a free trial month of 4hymns for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. You can check their website for full details, but this would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or the pharmacy. Go to 4hymns.com/RobAndBenny. That's FORHIMS.com/RobAndBenny. ROBANDBENNY. forhims.com/Rob and Benny. It's definitely something that I recommend because, as I've said with many other products, coming out of the military, I did not know how to take care of myself from a visual perspective. Sure, I know how to work out and sure, I know how to go and buy clothing and stuff like that, but how do you take care of your hair, your skin, and keep yourself very fit with the sexual wellness department? That is ForHims, guys. And Rob and I both recommend it to you. A portal closes. Are you ready to talk about another topic, Rob?
Yes, I am.
Because I feel like if we stay on the bat penis topic, we're going to be talking about all the superheroes naked.
We are. Which, okay, let me ask you this question.
Oh, God, is it going to go back to naked superheroes?
Yes. Who do you think is bigger? Captain America or Batman?
In that argument, I will say Captain America has been hit with the super soldier serum. So in the context of this argument, I will say that it probably enhanced more than just his muscles.
See, I wanted to put you, all I want to do is put Benny in an uncomfortable position.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
I just want to make you uncomfortable. That's all I wanted to do. Okay. It worked. Awesome.
let's do a quick, this is probably going to be quick, but I want to talk about how the comic book fans love to, I'm still getting comments about this. Read the title of an article and never follow up on the news.
I am guilty. I am so guilty of that because I saw the article.
You hit me up.
I hit you guys up and I read it and then I posted it in the weekly poll and I was like, well, Henry Cavill's out. You know, I was like, well, I don't know. I have no idea what's going on.
I forget the date, but
now.
It's as simple as this. Thursday, the news came out that Henry Cavill in Shazam, the movie, could not work out on his cameo due to cost of him showing up, due to him also being busy. And that led to every comic book fan freaking out that Henry Cavill has been fired by DC.
Yeah, the articles were just like, Henry Cavill out as Superman from DC.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And it was like, Henry Cavill out. They all just ran with that. Now, to go off that rumor, that's fine, that normally happens. Every comic book fan then read this and did not read any further to the fact that it is currently a rumor and also that it's already been debunked by Henry Cavill, his manager, and WB Studios.
Yeah.
That no one has fired WB. As a matter of fact, fired Henry Cavill. As a matter of fact, the actual statement from WB is there is no talks for any follow-up Superman right now. We haven't even started pre-production.
Oh, they're going to make Man of Steel 2.
No, they are. But what they said is they haven't even started the initial discussions to make that happen.
Wow.
Meaning there's been no talks of replacing Henry Cavill because they're not doing it right now.
Yeah, well, he's a great Superman. There's no reason to get rid of him.
But there was like no issue. There was no discussion at all that this has even happened. Is the issue?
Well,
this,
okay.
it's like they said we haven't fired him. We're not even talking about a Superman. There's been no discussions of removing him. Everyone's just running with the rumors based upon the Shazam movie of him not showing up.
But see, okay, but look at the situation though. All right, like it's easy to believe that's true. Like it's easy to believe that Henry Cavill really was ousted as Superman, like just booted out.
Yeah.
Because you know.
Well, and I think that's it. I think everyone in the DCEU fandom is like, what is happening?
That's exactly
because we've got Aquaman and you are keeping Aquaman and Wonder Woman 84 and that's all we got.
Well, it's that and the fact that like the DC Cinematic Universe kind of seems to just be all over the place.
Well, that and the Joker too. And yeah. I think rumors happen and they're going to happen no matter what.
Yeah.
But like he can't make a cameo in Shazam. Mm-hmm. Well, of course they replaced him. Why wouldn't he make a cameo in Shazam?
Well, but that's the thing. Like you look at the DC Cinematic Universe, Ben Affleck is out as Batman.
Yeah.
All right. Like Justice League was a flop. Batman vs. Superman was a flop. The Man of Steel was not as well received as DC hoped. Like it's been not really failure, but it's been lackluster film after lackluster film after lackluster film. And with all the discussions about shakeups, it's very easy to believe they got rid of Henry Cavill.
Well, no, that's just it. But then the rumors ran wild. I can't find where it started, but the earliest tweet I could find about this was somebody just saying, well, if we're going to get rid of Henry Cavill, wouldn't it be cool to have someone like Michael B. Jordan? Which then ran with...
Oh, yeah.
The rumors then flipped around and turned into, not only is Henry Cavill out, but WB Studios is in talks with
that
Michael
I
B.
saw.
Jordan.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's like, wait, who said what?
Yeah. Now, I'd be down with Michael B. Jordan as Superman. I think it'd be pretty cool. I think it'd be cool to have him as Superman. But yeah, no, I don't...
And what I find funny is literally by the next day, it was confirmed that none of what everyone is saying has happened.
Yeah.
There's no talks about Henry Cavill being replaced. There's no talks of Michael B. Jordan. There is no firing. There's no movie. So like, he's just the Superman right now. That's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing. He hasn't been fired. He hasn't been brought on. Nothing has happened.
Yeah.
And I feel like WB is still in that weird place of like, we don't know what we're going to do. Let's make a Joker movie.
Yeah. I feel like there's no plan there. It's like no one has any idea. It's just like make movies that capitalize on the superhero genre until we figure out what we want to do.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And it's just like, but like the more you do that though, the worse it gets. So like, don't do
that's
that.
This Joker movie has so many problems with it. Like, well, one, it's an Elseworlds story. Two, the general public's going to think of this as now his definitive origin.
See, that's okay. That's
three,
the problem.
They're saying it doesn't tie into anything, and it's a different Joker. And it's like,
yeah, that's the problem. The general public doesn't understand the concept of Elseworlds or what ifs.
Right.
All they know is this is a movie with that character. Therefore, this is how the character will be in all future movies with that character.
Yeah.
That's how people will treat it. And so it's if they go and they see a Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie, which is basically Killing Joke, from what I can tell, it's a Killing Joke origin. And if they end up doing something like that, and then they in turn show the Joker in like a future movie, they're going to say, well, why isn't he like the one that I saw? And it's going to confuse the hell out of people.
Yeah.
Because there's no consistency there.
There isn't. And that's the problem I have with the Joker. But all of this is just throwing those cogs in the wheel. And I think the DCEU fans are just kind of like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Just do it right.
Yeah.
Why can't you just do it right?
Yeah, exactly like that. That's exactly how they sound. Yeah, no, it's the collective voices of the DCEU fandom sound exactly like that.
It's all three of us. It's like me. Yeah. I think Greg Miller's one of them.
All three of you guys. Yeah.
Kevin Smith seems like he likes it. So it's the three of us. We're the spokespeople for the DCEU influencers. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is against it.
Yeah, but that's kind of the crazy thing, is it just kind of seems to be free floating. Like I feel like they need a plan, like a structure, because it's never too late. All they need is just a way to segue from all the movies they've done into like the new movies they're going to
do. Well, I think the Henry Cavill thing proves what they're doing is not going in the right direction. Because we've gotten to a point where even the slightest inclination that Henry Cavill's leaving the role, everyone freaks out.
I think the Henry Cavill situation is a reflection of the DCEU. The people are more likely to believe that things are going wrong than things are going right.
I mean,
like,
based the Henry Cavill thing, everyone, okay, so what that does say to me is the DCEU is not completely tanked. We don't need a reboot. Everyone's saying we need a reboot. Everyone's like, we need a reboot. I don't think we need a reboot. I think what we need is a movie that does it all right. You get one solid movie into the DCEU.
Well, that was Wonder Woman.
Well, it was, and then they did Justice League. The problem is Justice League and Wonder Woman being filmed at the same time, so Justice League was still a memento to the old way they were doing things. That's the fixes they made to Justice League made an okay movie. It wasn't memorable. That's my biggest issue with the Justice League movie. I don't mind the Justice League movie, but I feel like the Justice League movie should have been like Avengers caliber big. It should have been that memorable. You should be remembering what happened in that movie. And I barely remember what happened in the Justice League movie, and that's the problem I have with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, I don't shy away that I'm a fan of Marvel and DC, and I'm a big fan. I got the DC in my arm.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with that statement. It's, I don't know, I just think the Henry Cavill situation is people jumped on board because I think people are constantly expecting yet another bad piece of information to come out from the DCEU. Like, yet another thing.
The Ben Affleck thing,
wrong,
I think, is what maybe fueled Henry Cavill.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's been rumors that Ben Affleck's been out forever now. Never confirmed nor denied, though, is the problem.
Well, no, he's supposedly in rehab, so he's out. He's out.
Well, he's out right now, but they're not filming anything with him.
No, like, from what I understand, like, he's out of the picture, done. Like,
he's done completely?
Yeah,
no, I know he's in rehab. I just don't know if he's completely out or if it's like all Ben Affleck projects are on hold now, which is the Batman, but from what I understand, that's, like, in development hell at this point anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a crazy situation. But, yeah, no, it's, like I said, I mean, I think that,
whole fandom jumped on single simple headlines and never even followed up with it.
But
I still get comments going, how do you feel about Henry Cavill leaving Superman? Like, he didn't leave.
That's what I'm saying.
I think he's the best Superman we've ever had, in my opinion. Maybe Christopher Reeves, but I feel like Christopher Reeves Superman, I still think is one of the better Supermen, but he's a Superman of the 70s and 80s.
Oh, yeah.
He's like Michael Keaton's a great Batman, but he's the Batman of the 80s.
He's old hat Superman.
Yeah. The Batman of this day and age is pretty much Christian Bale. I do like Batfleck. But I think Henry Cavill is more of a modern day Superman.
See, I don't think Ben Affleck was Batman long enough to be able to know whether or not he was a good Batman.
Like, I can see that argument. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a good Batman insofar as Batman versus Superman, but the writing for that film was atrocious.
Yeah.
So like he looked
good in the role.
Yeah, he looks good in the suit. And he looks good as Bruce Wayne. But like give him like a really, really good Batman movie that's like that's written by like, you know, Christopher Nolan and starring him, and he'd be a great Batman.
Yeah.
But It's still, yeah, no, I think that if this situation had been different, if it had been the Marvel side, right, and then they said, like, Robert Downey Jr. was ousted as, like, he was fired as Iron Man.
Yeah.
Then people would have, they would have been in disbelief. They would have been like, there's no way that's true.
Yeah.
Like no way that's
true. But because the DCEU's in shambles.
Because it's in shambles,
they didn't even take the time to look into it. They're just like, well, that makes sense. Henry Cavill's out. What do you think?
Exactly, yeah. Like, well, that's, I mean, I guess it was only a matter of time. And that's the stance that people will take. So, I don't know. It is kind of a crazy situation, but.
I'm not going to lie. I'm really hoping that Aquaman, Shazam, Because if they were considering Shazam having a Superman cameo, if that is where this all thing came out of, to me that says we're not rebooting. To me that says we're not starting over. To me that says WB right now wants to try and fix what's there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there wouldn't even been a discussion of Superman showing up as Shazam.
Yeah.
So if Joker can 100% be portrayed as an Elseworlds story, and I don't know how they can do that.
Me neither.
Maybe just opening it up with, I've heard of a villain, and there's a bit of a tale. It may not be accurate. It may not be it. But this is the one he's currently telling people. And you just roll with that?
Yeah. Yeah, like this, yeah. They would have to open the movie with giant red letters on the screen that say, this movie will not reflect anything you will see in the Joker in the future.
Yeah.
And like any of the movies that we make. This is
If that's the case, that'll be great. I would, and that's what I'm hoping. They figure out some way to clarify this is one of many.
Yeah.
This is not the definitive. This is one of many. This is how he views it. This is that, you know, that kind of a thing.
Now, what I say they should do in that movie, in the Joker movie, because I've been thinking about this, what I think they should do is, the movie's like an hour and a half, 2 hours long, it should be three 30-minute stories.
I told you that.
Oh, you told me that. Was it you telling me that?
And I can't take credit for that. So I told you what.
I was, okay. I understand what you're saying now about me jacking your video ideas, because I thought I came up with that.
No, because I saw it from a tweet to Scott Snyder.
Oh, okay.
So long story short, we were talking about this, and I said, I saw a tweet that Scott Snyder retweeted that said, because they asked him, how would you feel about it? Instead of it being a single Joker movie, it was three different stories. So it's quite obvious that there's no definitive.
Yeah.
And Scott Snyder said, I'd really be on board with that idea. And I told you that idea.
Okay.
And now you're saying you made it.
Yeah, I thought I made it. Okay. I did not. Benny came up with that. Well, Benny saw the idea that was
straight
to Scott Snyder. But Benny was the origin of why I have it in my head. But I think that'd be cool. Like three Joker origins. Because then basically the movie ends ambiguous. It's like, well, which one of the origins is the right one?
So, or you know, they get through the whole origin and then the Joker shows up and says, is that really how it went down?
Yeah.
Do you really think that's it? You can believe that if you want.
Yeah.
And they just leave it like that. Like, that way he just leaves it with an ambiguous.
Yeah.
Maybe it didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
I'm not going to lie. I have hope for the DCEU. I don't consider Batman v Superman atrocious. I don't consider Justice League atrocious. But the problem I have with both of those is neither of them are memorable. None of them made me walk away going, oh man, I can't wait for the next part of this, you know?
Yeah.
And that's my issue with the DCEU right now. I don't think any of the movies have been like so bad that they're irredeemable.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of them have been incredible. That's the issue.
I would go with that. That's an accurate
statement. So I'm hoping with Aquaman, Shazam, and Wonder Woman 84, we're like, okay, we're back on track. Let's try Justice League again now. Mm-hmm. We don't have to introduce them. They all exist. Let's just do a Justice League movie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I would be on board with that. I mean, that's the funny thing is, and I've kind of been guilty of this in the past, treating the DC Cinematic Universe as if it's beyond hope, right? Like just Flashpoint, well, wipe it clean, and start over.
And that's what I think everyone's looking at, which is why everyone's panning about Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Because while there's not a huge amount of fans of Man of Steel, people like Henry Cavill as Superman.
Yeah.
And so there's all these talks of reboots and rumors of starting over and Ben Affleck leaving. And well, how do we keep Gal Gadot and Ben Affleck, and Henry Cavill? How do we keep them in their roles? But how do we reboot? Oh, and we have Aquaman coming out and we're just doing a Shazam movie. And I think everyone's just looking for answers. And WB just needs to, I think what WB needs to do that will squash things like Henry Cavill leaving and people jumping on it is just come out and be like, all right, we know you guys aren't huge fans. Here's the timeline again. Marvel Cinematic Universe, just come out with the new timeline and explain what the direction is. We're going with more fun. We're going very similar to quippy superhero movies. Here's your director, Joss Whedon. You know, like.
Here's a great way to do it. If what they wanted to do was reboot, you don't need a great big huge event like Flashpoint. You just have like another movie that comes out with them and then the world gets obliterated with them on it.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you set it up and it's basically like the Anti-Monitor did it. And it's literally like the Anti-Monitor, like you basically build up a crisis on Infinite Earth with the Anti-Monitor destroying everything. But you build that up so that what you do is you say, okay, so like this is the start of actual things. Like these are the heroes that you know and so on and so forth. If they want to, but.
Or we just do the next Justice League movie as Darkseid actually arrives.
Yeah, Darkseid arrives. I mean, that's the thing is people look at it and right now it's seems the DC Cinematic Universe doesn't really feel like a finely tuned car.
It
feels more like a car where it's just bits and pieces of different cars that have kind of been Frankenstein together, and it's barely floating along. Like, that's kind of how it feels when you look at it. And because what you see are a series of movies that haven't been well received. It seems disjointed.
Yeah.
You know, like, things are just kind of all over the place, and character, you know, actors may or may not be leaving, and the Henry Cavill situation doesn't do anything to improve that. And then you look at the MCU, and it looks like it's just barreling ahead full steam for all the problems that it has, because, like, the MCU has a lot of problems.
A lot of problems.
It has a lot of problems. Not,
and they fix them in dumb ways.
Yeah.
Like knocking the Infinity Gauntlet off the pedestal and going, that's a toy.
Yeah,
well, now we're going to build it for the first time. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And the entire motivation of Thanos makes no sense whatsoever for anybody who sits down and thinks about it for a second.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to blink out half a life in the universe. So, like, the problem solved for now. And then, like, in 50 years, it'll be a problem again.
Yeah, no, the MCU is not perfect in any way, shape, or form. And I also think that's part of the problem. The MCU, while it's not perfect, has made a series of very good popcorn movies that you go see, you enjoy, we talk about for like a month, and we move on. And the DCU, like, you go into them and you're like, well, everything's so dark and moody, and Superman doesn't smile. And
that's the thing. It really just feels dark and bleak.
Yeah.
And granted, a lot of the MCU movies are that way. But you go and you look at something like Black Panther, and it's fascinating, and it's intriguing and science fiction based. You go and you look at it like Captain America, The Winter Soldier, that's dark and bleak.
Yeah.
But then you go and you watch like Iron Man 2, and it's like, this is actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know, and like Thor the Dark World has its problems and so on. So you get kind of a mishmash of things, but it doesn't feel like the entire thing is basically like in stressed colors and just dark and moody and melancholy and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I mean, I think the Henry Cavill situation hits the nail on the head of the idea that people are more inclined to believe the DC Cinematic Universe will go belly up than actually succeed and go forward in some direction.
No, I do. I mean, but would you ever like consider investing in like something along those lines? And maybe you'd want to invest using an app on your phone, Rob?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always a big fan of investing. I mean, do you know an app?
I do know an app, and it's right through this portal that has opened up. One thing that I've always wanted to do myself is get into investing into stocks, and I really don't understand it beyond a basic level. The Robinhood app has actually helped me get into something that I've always wanted to be a part of, the stock exchange. The Robinhood app is an app designed to make investing in stock and cryptocurrency easy for the everyday person. With a simple-to-use interface, you can find the companies that you want to invest in and see data about that company, including performance over the past day up to 5 years. I've been using it myself to make selections that I just found interesting or things that I wanted to be more involved in, and I use their data to understand the stock market, something that I never thought I'd be able to do. Analytical data is provided in a simple-to-read buy-hold-sell percentage for each company. Robinhood makes it easy to search for different companies by searching for entertainment or social media, or you can search for the 100 most popular to help you ease into the entire process. While most brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood is commission-free, allowing you to trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Robinhood is giving my listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at experiment.robinhood.com. That's experiment.robinhood.com. Seriously, I thought that this whole app would be like really imposing, but once I downloaded it, it took me about 5 to 10 minutes to figure this whole thing out. This isn't even a part of the actual read, guys. This was something I've always wanted to do, and it was a great app to help me get into this entire world. Now that we're back on the set.
Yes.
Rob, let's go ahead and close this episode out. We don't really have a lot of time to do the entirety of the idea, and maybe we'll do a full episode on this if you guys enjoy this.
Okay.
But let's do one superhero each, okay?
Okay.
So if you're reading comic books right now, Infinity War came out, and it's led into Infinity Wars.
Yep.
Long story short, the main person of Infinity War has
Requiem, I think is what they're called.
Requiem, yes. Yeah. That's their name there, but I'm just...
Yeah, I know who it is.
Okay,
yeah.
So Requiem has taken the Infinity Stones and decided to do what Thanos has done, but differently.
Yeah.
Instead of killing half the people, they're taking the entire universe and folding it in on itself, combining everyone, so we still have half the life forms, but no one has died.
Which, while my initial reaction when you told me that, because I'm behind on Infinity War, when you told me that, I was like, that sounds kind of dumb. But then the more I thought about it, the more I was like, it's actually kind of cool.
Yeah. I like it.
That's actually kind of
cool. So what
that's
led to, the best example I'm going to give you is the Doctor Strange and Captain America have been merged.
Yes.
To create, what was the name of it?
Doctor Strange Fate. No.
Soldier Supreme.
Soldier Supreme, yeah.
And so that's the concept. Now, what if DC did something similar?
Okay.
So we need to kick two superheroes each, combine them into a very jokey, they can't function superhero.
Batman and Solomon Grundy.
What? Okay, yes. Tell me that one.
Yes, Batman is Solomon Grundy. Bruce Wayne dies in a swamp or whatever it is. Now, I can't remember the exact origin of Solomon Grundy. Cyrus, whatever his name is. But basically, like, Bruce Wayne dies, but he comes back and essentially as Solomon Grundy. And he fights crime as Batman, but is also kind of an idiot. As, like, Solomon Grundy is.
So he's like an undead idiot.
Yeah, essentially. Who believes he's Batman. You know, I don't know. I'll find some way to make it work. I have no idea.
No, you gotta make it work. That's the game.
I gotta find a way to make it work. Okay.
So basically, I got it for you. Batman died in the alley with his parents.
Oh my God.
But he came back due to the Solomon Grundy thing, which is a various...
No.
You got a better one?
Got a better one. A death in the family.
Okay. They kill Batman?
Joker kills and blows up Batman. Jason Todd takes him to the Lazarus Pits.
Okay.
And brings Batman back that way. But Batman goes berserk and all that kind of stuff.
So he becomes a Solomon Grundy.
So he becomes a Solomon Grundy. Now, it doesn't mean he has to look like Solomon Grundy. Be like huge, like this huge, you know, Goliath of a being. If there was some way we could make that work to make him look like Solomon Grundy, that would be cool. But essentially, like, it's Batman who's basically dead who shows up. But one of the reasons why, like, this is a cool thing. Batman's calling card is not the bat signal in the sky. It's the chant of Solomon Grundy.
Oh, yeah, and he shows up.
Yeah, they say, and that's what terrifies people so much, because you have, like, Batman waiting in the wings, watching some criminal thing unfold, and then he just starts saying, like, born on a Monday, and they're just like, we got to get out of here, man, and, like, Batman comes down. And
what would you name your Batman Grundy combo? You got to give him a name.
It can't be Bat Grundy. That's too boring.
It can't be Bat Penis. That wouldn't make sense.
Oh, God. See, Scott Snyder did all this already with Dark Knight's Metal. So I'm
you picked a Batman combo.
I did a Batman combo. I don't know, man. It would have to be a name that's cool, but also, like, creepy.
Do you want to think about it while I give you mine?
Yeah. Let me think about that.
Okay, so my fold up is Red Hood and Dr. Fate. Dr. Red Hood.
Oh my God. Red Hood and Dr. Fate.
So Dr. Red Hood. Jason died. He was Robin. And when he got brought back by Naboo in the helmet.
Damn. Okay, give me like a situation that Dr. Red Hood would be in. Dr. Red Fate or Red Hood. Yeah, give me that. Like I gave you like the Born on a Monday descending down from the rafters and just like.
Well, he's got
everybody.
The helmet now.
He does. Okay,
so he's a Robin, so he's got all the training.
So is it Dr. Fate with a Red Hood helmet?
Well, it's a red version of the Dr. Fate helmet, because you got to have Dr.
Okay,
Red.
Yeah.
But, like, the difference is, instead of being Dr. Fate, and he's here for the balance, he revived Jason Todd. So Dr. Red Hood, he's all about messing with the balance, pushing it towards chaos. Going with, like, early Red Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not Naboo, going for the balance.
Which, by the way, kind of a sidetrack here, are you current on Red Hood and the Outlaws? Like, did you finish
it? Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, okay.
Why wouldn't I be? It's me.
Dude, I'm finishing the story when he shoots the Penguin. And he's like, when I was born, my father said I would be the Prince of Gotham. And now I am. And I'm just like, man.
Yeah.
Man, Red Hood, man. Welcome back, home slice. I was like, man. Welcome back, my man.
For my guy.
Okay.
Dr. Red Fate.
See, I like that. Dr. Red Fate.
Dr. Red Fate?
Yeah, I like that.
So he has all the magic. He can do all the different things.
But
you know?
He pushes. So he's.
But
pushing,
he pushes
like,
the envelope for chaos.
Now, is it like just universe wide, just constantly pushing? The
yeah.
Universe?
Could you imagine Red Hood having the power of Dr. Fate?
Yeah, man. I mean, that would be. Oh God, yeah. He would go on a bloodbath. It would be he'd go on a killing spree.
Yeah.
It would be insane. Wow, a universe level Dr. Fate. It'd be Dr. Fate kills the DC universe, basically. I mean, that would be insane. I don't know. I can't think of a good name for Bat Grundy. No, Batman. No.
Solomon Wayne.
No, the bat who dies.
So you just made him a DC metal.
Basically. it's the best thing I can think of, man. That's a short notice. It's the only thing I can come up with. Scott Snyder, I'm sorry for stealing your thunder. It's the only thing I can come up with. It's just such short notice. But I think a Batman Solomon Grundy would be awesome. Like, okay, it could be Bruce Wayne with the strength of Solomon Grundy, but the normal size of Batman, but he's basically undead. He can't be killed. Like he's immortal. So like the immortal Batman. There we go.
That works.
Boom.
I like
immortal
that
Batman.
One.
Yeah.
That sounds cooler.
That sounds badass. Oh, dude, I would read the hell out of a story called The Immortal Batman.
And he's just an undead Batman?
Yeah, just an undead Batman.
That'd be cool.
That looks like Solomon Grundy. Okay, we need to do more of these the next time we do one of these.
We need to think. I thought we. I don't know. These are difficult. These are not as easy as pitching a new superhero.
They really aren't. They really aren't.
Because like I had mine all ready to go. I was like Red Hood and Dr. Fate. That'd be a great combo.
Yeah.
And then like you're like, well, how would I act? I'm like, it'd be Dr. Fate with the Red Hood. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. Having said that, I would read the hell out of a story where Jason Todd.
Because like Dr. Fate. Like the super Soldier Supreme has the sidekicks and stuff. So okay, so Dr. Red Hood Fate, Dr. Red Fate. Okay, so his sidekick and people, he wouldn't have Zatanna because he would have to merge because Zatanna teams up with him.
Yeah.
So Zatanna and Constantine merged. So we got Constantana.
Why would you pick such a complicated name?
Constantana. Okay.
Contana.
And so it's basically Zatanna. But like with Constantine's mentality.
You could call it katana. Like katana.
The katana? Character.
Yeah, katana.
Katana? So we just make katana. Zatanna. You know, katana's another superhero.
Oh, that's right. From the Suicide Squad. Okay, she sucks. Kill her off and then put in like Constantine Zatanna. That works. Okay.
Okay, so that would be one of the sidekicks. But since he's also got the Red Hood side. No, because you gotta merge. The way they did it was they took guys from each side. So Constantine and Zatanna are both on Dr. Fate's side.
Okay.
While Damian, Nightwing, and Batman are all on Red Hood's side.
But here's the thing. Imagine a John Constantine that has to talk backwards. So he's like walking around smoking a cigarette.
But imagine John Constantine with his morality merged with Nightwing. John Nightwing.
John Wayne. It sounds like John Wayne. I don't.
You basically get a Nightwing with the mask and the symbol, but he's got the trench coat and he smokes all the time. And he's like, I'm all about good and want to see the best in everyone, but cancer sticks, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm always trying to do the right thing, except for my lungs.
And then we'd have to take Zatanna and merge Zatanna with Damian. So we'd get a Damian Wayne that talks backwards.
That would be horrifying. A little adolescent kid who's already
a little
badass.
And since I'm taking the mystical and I'm merging with the Bat Family, Batman is Swamp Thing. So a Batman who at some point was deemed worthy of protecting the green and merged with Swamp Thing.
See, I would take someone like Wonder Woman and Swamp Thing.
That could work.
The mystical nature of
but
Wonder
that's
Woman
not Bat
with...
Family, 'cause I'm trying to strict
myself.
Keep it on
Bat Family. Okay.
So for yours, you got Batman and you took a Bat Villain. That doesn't work as well because you have Bat Villains. So you have to merge all the Bat Villains with the Bat Family.
All the Bat Villains with the Bat Family. Okay. Joker with Dick Grayson.
Okay. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Isn't that the Creeper?
It would be horrifying. Yeah.
I'm saying the Creeper, the villain, the superhero, the Creeper.
The Creeper.
You know the Creeper? Oh, if I show you a picture of the Creeper, you'll know the Creeper.
Probably.
He's one of those superheroes that no one knows his name. But they all know what he looks like.
Huh. The Creeper. Okay, so Joker and Dick Grayson. No.
He was in a couple episodes of the animated series. Creeper.
Oh, okay,
Yeah, you know him.
Okay,
No one ever knows his name. That's the thing.
No. I would do Two-Face and Dick Grayson. Because then you've got...
Oh, the morality is coming perfect.
No. Two-Face and Jason Todd. Imagine Jason Todd running up on folks and then he flips a coin.
His outfit is like the Red Hood, but it's cracked.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes. And then it would have to be burned on one side. Because he was burned by
But he's covering that side with the mask.
Yes.
So they take the mask off and it's the real Two-Face.
Okay, so Red Hood and Two-Face.
Yeah.
Dude, this is so badass. nobody cares about Penguin. Who cares about Penguin?
Penguin and Damian, just because it'd be funny.
I would do Joker and Damian. That'd be the most annoying Robin. If I were Batman, I'd kill him on principle. I'd be like, done. Like you're so annoying. And then I'd do Riddler and Dick Grayson. I think that'd be an awesome.
I just want a little tangent. I'm finding it hilarious. The people in the chat on our Twitch side who are watching this live, who are like, I know who the Creeper is. It's Jack Ryder. They're all like,
good on you, Twitch.
they're better than you, Rob.
I guess. I never said I was the expert on DC. I'm the Marvel guy. But I'm glad you guys know who Creeper is. But yeah, no, I would do Riddler and Dick Grayson. Because No. I'd do Riddler and Tim Drake. Because Tim Drake is so smart. Yeah. So I'd do Riddler and Tim Drake. And then I don't know who I would do with Dick Grayson. Like who I would put him with. See, I mean, there's other guys that you could do who are Batman villains, but none of them are... Okay, maybe Dick Grayson and like the Mad Hatter. But I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, we'll think more about this. If you guys like this, so let us know in the comments down below of this RMBE.
Yeah.
And we will look into it there. And I hope you guys enjoy. Don't forget to check out our sponsor, 4hymns.com. Mm-hmm. And you can also check out Robinhood, the investment app. We have a little fun thing going on here in the office that's going up with that, actually.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it after this. I don't want to say it on this one just in case we're not supposed to. But
That's fine.
No, it's all good, but it's nothing bad. But anyway, guys, please check out both of our sponsors today. Don't forget, we will be eventually changing this over to be called the Comics Experiment. If you are watching this live on Twitch, we film this every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern. We're doing it early this week on Monday because Rob is going back out of town. Technically, we weren't restarting until next week, but we had a lot of stuff to talk about, as you can see. On top of Rob, the extra sponsor. So we just had a lot to do today. Hope you guys enjoyed. If you're watching live on Twitch, stick around. We have our conspiracy show coming up, a discussion about Telltale Games, and then we're going to be doing some Elder Scrolls Online. You can also find us over on patreon.com/comicstorian, where you get the Comics Experiment early, along with Conspiracy Cast. You get Comic Story Weekly, our review show. How do you miss your hands when you're doing this? The Comic Story Weekly review show. You get our gaming show early. You get a lot of our different things early over there on our Patreon, and we appreciate everyone who is supporting us through YouTube, Twitch, and Patreon. Thank you, guys. We'll see you on the next Comics Experiment.
Peace.